engine of hope, this once great nation I left is its humour. So be it, through continued mockery, this crackpot country are full of cunts. We'll finally have the last laugh when dragged underwater by the weight of the tumour it formed, and when it fell for the fear-mongering of the National Front's new hairdo. So then what becomes of the inhabitants of this once unstoppable isle, when all of its exports are no longer in style? Are you seriously still trying to kid me that all culture will be just fine, when all we've left is knobheads Morris dancing to Sham 69? Go on the ragman, or rally around the maypole, hijack the sound and stake your claim to it. Every card played is a statement made, and there's always a new scapegoat to blame for it. England, my heart bleeds, why have you abandoned me? Yes, I abandoned you too, but we both know I wasn't the one lied to, and I'm not scared of people who don't look like me, unlike you.
It's idiocy, survived by its own stupidity. Does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death.
The last bastion of hope this once great nation had left was good music, but we didn't nurture it, instead choosing to ignore it. Yes, we've been trapped by the same crowd that don't like it, unless they've heard it before, leaving me stuck flogging my progressive dead horse south of the border to the so-so of souls in through and throughs and this and that and buttered bread. I'm proud of it, whose values flit whenever it fucking suits them. And we're supposed to let it slide because the press has normalised the idea that racism is something we should humour. Yeah, the last bastion of hope this once great nation had left is to converse in a manner that will pacify, divide and unite the room. But no one's talking. Rational thought has been forced into submission by the medium through which all of our information is now consumed. Yes, fake news. It's fake news, mate.
It is an insidiously surbound by its own stupidity. It does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death. So bold it is an insidiously surbound by its own stupidity. It does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death. So bold it is an insidiously surbound by its own stupidity. It does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death. So bold.